This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
UMES with a 63-60 victory, holding on in the final minute against the University of Tennessee. Martin, a huge road win for the Hawks. Now 8-8 on the season, back to 500 in their first three-game winning streak since 2011. Doug Newton here on the Geico postgame show, and let's bring in the head coach, Bobby Collins. Bobby, first, that final couple of possessions, going to Devin Martin down the stretch and making a huge play to give the Hawks the lead, and then making a couple of big free throws. Did not have his best game tonight, but it mattered when it really mattered most. He came up huge.
Well, you know, that shows the mark of a team, a good team that is developing. We're still in that process of learning each other. We're still in that process of learning how to win close games. And it's been a great learning process for us. And I'm fortunate enough to come out on the positive side and to win the games that we've won down the stretch. And again, like I told you, on the road, it shows character. And when you can win close games on the road, it shows that we are maturing as a team. And we're maturing at the right time going into conference play.
You think a month and a half ago the Hawks win this game as they were learning to win and they lost those tight games against Bucknell and St. Francis?
Well, I knew it was a process, and my coaches kept me sane, telling me that it was a process. And, you know, I stayed patient with our team. And I'm just very proud of these young men. I'm very proud of the fight that they presented tonight. They definitely show the character of our team, and they represented Maryland Eastern Shore very well tonight.
The offense has really been humming along these last couple games thanks to the three-point shot. Did not have the three-point shot tonight, just 3 of 11 as a team, and Devin Walker was the only guy making shots from long range. And we talked in the pregame that you can't rely on the three-point shot. You need to work inside out, and that's exactly what happened. And Mike Myers played pretty well in the second half, and he got double-teamed and worked out of it at times and then found his opportunities when they came.
Well, he did. He did, and he made some man moves tonight. I'm looking at his line. You know, he got 14 points and 10 rebounds and 6 assists and no turnovers. I'm more proud of him for the no turnovers, and I'm just very proud of his effort and you know, he carried his team when we needed him most. And I'm just very proud. It definitely was a team effort. But we give out a hard hat every night. And tonight, he definitely receives the hard hat. And Devin Walker, obviously, he did a very good job of executing. When they double-teamed Mike, he was smart to cut into the basket, getting some easy baskets. And, you know, Devin Martin made some big plays down. He didn't play particularly great, but he hit some great shots and made some great plays down the stretch to help us close the game out.
We've had a couple of higher scoring games recently. This is more of the grinded out right down to the final whistle. How about the defensive effort in that last minute to get that stop? You had to, you know, navigate a couple of chances at the buzzer there from UT Martin and get that big stop and finally clinch the win.
Yeah, it was a big, this definitely was a big defensive stop for us. And Mark Blackman came up with the big steal. And when he got the steal, he looked confused, like, what do I do next? And I started to call a timeout right at that moment because obviously, that was a big possession, and they end up getting the tie-up off that. So I'm just proud of the young man to fight. And we needed a game like this going into the conference because this is a program that wasn't used to winning down the stretch. And they didn't understand how to win down the stretch, and they haven't experienced it a lot. So I'm just glad that we were able to pull this out for some confidence going into the conference play.
Coach, 3 wins to close out 2014. What's on tap for 2015?
I hope the best is yet to come. And yeah. I told the young men tonight that 2014 was special for us because so many people didn't make it. You look at all the things that's going around in the world and all the, you know, the just crazy stuff that's going on. We're very fortunate and very blessed to have an opportunity to come and play this game, a passion that we say that we love so much. And just be very fortunate and proud to have this opportunity. And I'm just proud of the young man. I'm proud of our university. I'm proud of where our program is going. So hopefully the best is yet to come in 2015.
I love these happy post-game shows with you. Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year, and we'll
happy
talk to you against NJIT next week. But for now, that's head coach Bobby Collins celebrating the victory and the end of 2014 with a 63-60 final. Yet another road win for UMES as they improve to 8-8. Even 500 on the season, and it just continues.
The Hawks Sports Network.